WHCL, Clinton, New York. I'm so sorry about that. I was trying to find something out on the internet. Music was playing, and I didn't want to subject you to internet music because what I have is my own. So I was looking up a point of order, which I'll have to settle on by my own later. That was the Dan Levinson's Roof Garden Jazz Band, the Sheik of Araby with a little Hindustan thrown in there. 1999 salutes the original Dixieland Jazz Band. I don't think they ever recorded that song, but... Dan made it sound like they did, definitely. And Dan will be appearing with Vince Giordano's Nighthawks day after tomorrow, Sunday. I got to get my days right here, down in Whippany, New Jersey, at the Pee Wee Russell Memorial Stomp. And there are a lot of great people there. Also, John Eric Kelso has his group. Kevin Dorn has a group. Mark Shane and some scholarship winners. But it's going to be 5 hours of, you know, killer music. So if you can get down there, if you can get around there, it's in Whippany. And njjs.org, I think we'll get you there. I didn't publicize it on my site, but I'm going, I think. You know, if you didn't see me there, but maybe you will. I don't know. Maybe I'll be there. Who knows? Yes. Dan Levinson. Before that, we had Bob Scobie's Frisco Jazz Band. Strange Blues, 1955. Oh, yeah. And that's in memory of Ray Smith. They use that every week. We'll miss him. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radio, and we're going to continue now with a couple of rarities, a couple of odd things. This is, again, on Duophone, and I got this sailed to me over the Atlantic. The Wabash Dance Orchestra. Red Nichols group, and you'll hear some of the usual guys in there, but, oh, yeah. It says here Phil Baker. That's what I was getting from the Brian Rust. Phil Baker, normally an accordionist, stepped into the vocal spot here in 1928, and Another river song. All these river songs. River, stay away from my door. Well, you know, if it doesn't stay away from your door, you just have to get ready for the river. If you'll forgive that, here they are.
The river, the chivalry river, the river that goes down to the sea. Want to drown my trouble and leave just a bubble to vindicate what used to be me. I made my will, I wrote some notes, going to keep a walking till my straw hat blows. Said I'm ready for the river, the chivalry river, so get the river ready for me. Thank you.
she's got that. She knows Runyon, a Packard car and a 10-room flat. She knows Runyon, she's just a farmer's daughter, brought up in Iowa. But father never taught her the things she knows today. She knows her Spanish onion, she knows her baby talk. She hasn't any bunions, she don't get out and walk. Ah, she's got mink and sable fur, she's the blonde that men prefer. Yes, sir, she knows her onion.
She knows her onions, and onions are good for you. They got chromium. I love onions. I put them on everything now. I've discovered how good they are on hot dogs, and, you know, they're going on pizzas and everything. They make you feel better. You know, you can't go wrong with onions. Chromium, too, will definitely do you some good if you need it. You know what I'm saying? The Ramblers, which is a California Ramblers. Actually, I had a tough time finding this, tracking this down. But it was listed as by the Varsity 8 on Cameo. This was a Romeo record. The Ramblers, Ed Kirkaby, of course, on the vocal. You know, you can't beat those dulcet tones from 1926. Before that, the actual California Ramblers, recording on Edison Lateral, The Wedding of the Painted Doll. And just wait till he comes home with you know, somebody's paint on his collar. That could be rough. But yes, indeed, The Wedding of the Painted Doll, and that's off... I played the other side last week, so there you go. Yeah, you gotta stretch those out. They're so hard to find. Beginning with the Wabash Dance Orchestra, Red Nickels. It's etched in the label, in fact. I think that was Fud Livingston on clarinet there. I'm not sure, but that was a good band. Miff Mole and Red. Oh, boy. And not issued over here, but overseas it was issued. Ready for the River. 1928. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm not ready for any body of water or anything that flows to a body of water. I'm going to stay high and dry here at Hamelin College, beautiful Hamelin College in Clinton, New York. We're at WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And it's, you know, we got some good stuff here. We're still, you know, we're not even done yet by a long shot. Continuing, here's the other side of that Lee Morris recording. And I have to say, this is, I'm going to tell one on myself now, because I've been telling them on other people. When I typed up the file label for this, I typed Love Letters in the Snow. And I'm thinking, my subconscious is coming up with better jokes than I am. Between my subconscious, my dyslexia, and my astigmatism, it's a triple threat. So if I say anything untoward, it's bound to be one of those guys. Here's Lee Morris, Love Letters in the Sand.
The sunbeams kiss the sand, my fate was in your hands, the day I met you, dear. And though I find you've gone, your memory lingers on. I can't forget you, dear. On a day like today, we pass the time away. writing love letters in the sand. How you laughed when I cried each time I saw the tide. Take our love letters in the sand. You made a vow that you would always be true, but somehow that vow meant nothing to you. Now my poor heart just aches with every wave it breaks over love letters in the sand. On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laughed when I cried each time I saw the tide. Take our love letters in the sand. You made a vow that you would always be true, but somehow that vow meant nothing to you. Now my poor heart just aches with every wave it breaks over love letters in the
to treat, she's a great, great girl. Got a heart so big it seems to dance a jig, she's a great, great girl. I'd give up sleep and even give up my meal to be beside her, hear the tap tap of her heels, took a long walk, had a long talk, then a great big kiss. Things are going strong, the bells are ding-ding-dong about a month from this. Can't you hear my friends and family all congratulating me? You're making no mistake, you got a lucky break. She's a great, great girl. Maybe I am braver, but I'm not to blame.
See, if I could get the break you got, I guess I'd do the same.
So, you flipped my baby over, eh?
Charlie, that's exactly what I've done.
Well, Harry, have I said more than I ought to?
Say, you have only just begun.
When she comes your way, tell me what you say.
She's a great girl.
Ain't she, boy? And when you look twice, ain't she twice as nice?
Oh, great girl.
Didn't I tell you? She's got an auto.
Boy, I'll see that's some class.
And you know something else? She don't even let me pay for the gas.
And do you let her drive?
But lucky I'm alive.
Does she make it go?
Make it go?
Yeah.
If we need a cop, he's sure to holler stop.
And does he pinch you?
No. All she does is simply draw him near.
And whisper something in his ear?
Don't know what it said, but we drive ahead. She's a great, great girl.
Yes, and there's another thing about that girl of yours. There's plenty of her.
Ah, but she's reducing now. She's on a diet.
You don't tell me.
Yes, she's only eating one porterhouse steak for breakfast now.
Of course, you go out stepping.
Yes, we follow the crowd.
You'd only have to follow her to follow a crowd.
The real time was when we're sitting on the sofa in her parlor.
Just one sofa?
Certainly.
How do you do it? Does she sit on your lap?
Don't be silly. I sit on hers.
Say, wasn't there a fire at her house the other night?
There sure was, and I made a hero out of myself.
You did? What did you do?
I carried her down the stairs.
You carried her down the stairs? How did you manage it?
I made two trips.
From head to feet, she gives your eyes a treat. She's a great, great girl. Got a heart so big, it seems to dance a jig. She's a great, great girl. I'd give up sleeping, even give up my meal to be beside her and hear the tap-tap of her heels.
Why, boys, here she comes now. Here's where I show you just how I stand with her.
Go ahead, we're with you.
This is gonna be good. Hello, kid, give us a kiss.
How dare you? Take that, and that, and that, and if you ever even speak to me again, I'll tell my husband.
There you are, didn't I tell you? She's a great, great girl.
This record's sung by
Ella, Leal and Herman, California Hummingbird.
Those guys had to have one of the longest tags on their records. But they were fun. That was fun stuff. She's a great, great girl, 1928. And, boy, some of those remarks. There was recently a trial balloon floated in these parts about putting webcams in the studio. And I have to say I am not happy about that thought. I know, those jokes are funny, you know, and then you have to go to the awning store. It's not good. Not good at all to get those, tailoring done. Before that, we had, you know who they are. I'm not going to tell you again. Before that, we had Jack Hart, and I'm not sure. He's one of those Irish tenors. He didn't leave a single R unrolled, by the way. With the Sam Lannon Orchestra, You Are Meant for Me, 1929, beginning with Lee Morris and her Bluegrass Boys. Love Letters in the Sand, 1931, and she just kills me, as I have to say. She is, oh boy. I had a little, I mentioned, somebody had said that Patsy Cline was the greatest vocalist of the 20th century. This is on the anniversary of her death, and I'm not going to take anything away from Patsy Cline. But Lee Morris is way up there. And there are a few others I could mention, too, and I will. And you'll hear him on Radiola with Andy Sr. On WHCL 88.7, WHCL.org, and possibly elsewhere if you're astute in web magic. Here's, speaking of magic, here's something that sounds very eerie and strange. Andre Castellanets presents Chant of the Weed, written by Donald Redman. Yes, it's that one. Here it is.
Thank you.
I doubt if you've heard that before, unless you listen to a program hosted by Irwin on WFMU, and I have to thank him for sending me that. He's played it numerous times, and he thought I might appreciate it. He sent it, and I said, I got to play this on my show. So with his blessing, I've given you Koichi Sugai is the performer. The album is Salon Music, 1938 to 1941, on a Japanese CD set, which I hope to have in the mailbox not too long from now, because I've ordered it from Japan. And the selection, not that it matters what it's called, but it's Kisobushi. I hope I had... Well, at least I got Koichi Sugai right. And that was from probably 38, 39, you know, pre-war stuff. So unless you're an aficionado of pre-war Japanese music, or you have heard Irwin on WFMU, and you can find him on the internet easily, and thanks to him, I have that. That's, you know, I couldn't live without it. I could imagine Vince Giordano playing that piece. I really could. I could imagine him tearing into that. That has a real Raymond Scott sort of feel, and I could just imagine coming up with an arrangement for that that would, you know, just knock people out. A little more, can't beat it. Before that, a song that really lends a new meaning to I Just Roll Along, Andre Castellanet's Chant of the Weed, 1935. Donald Redman, it says on the label, Andre Castellanet presents Chant of the Weed. And that would be, I could see that as a production number in a movie that never got made. Boy, and that's interesting. I don't know what to describe that as. That is salon music as well, perhaps. Or, that's what they, you know, Castellanet said the radio show and did that sort of thing. And that's, I'd like to hear a vinyl test of that because that's, if that had a clean recording of that. I also heard that recording on a compilation made by Will Friedwald, but I managed to find the 78, and I got the other side, which you heard earlier. Amazing stuff. This is Radiola, and if I drop one more name, I'll hurt myself. This is Radiola on WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And we're going to continue now. We're going to take it down. This is Fats, but Fats in a contemplative mood. In 1939, recording in London on probably a Compton theater organ. And a lonesome road, you know, it can be lonesome. So, you know, take a friend with you. Thank you.
Down in Jimtown, Tennessee, Deacon Amos Lowdown Lee shouts religion to a driving flock. All week long he stays away, but on Sunday that's his day. You should see that church begin to rock. Sinners hit the trail when he starts in to wail. Stay on the right side, sister. Stay on the right side, sister. Stay on the right side of the road. Look out for old man Satan. He's on the wrong side waiting. Keep on the right side of the road. Once you let the devil take your hand, you'll never get to Hallelujah Land. I see a great day dawning. You'd better heed my warning. Stay on the right side of the road. Stay on the right side, sister. Don't delay. Shine up with the righteous. Yes.
Yeah, stay on the right side of the road. And since that was issued in Britain, I don't know if that caused any accidents or not. But that was Bing Crosby singing with it. It was more of a Dorsey Brothers recording, but you certainly heard ample evidence of the Dorseys and Bunny Berrigan on there. What a recording that was from 1933. Stay on the right side of the road. Bing Crosby and the Dorsey Brothers was on the label of that. You know, that's the Sol Records. But mainly it was he was more mainly the vocal chorus. But can't argue with that at all. Before that, Vernon Guyer again, Honeysuckle Rose, lots of fun. I love that stuff. I want to get involved in that. So, find somebody who can either play piano or Hammond, and I could play either one of those and, play stuff like that and, not make any money at it. Because that's art, kids. Before that, Fats Waller, Victor Pressing, was recorded in England, The Lonesome Road. 1939, and Fats, that's a serious side of Fats there, definitely. No joking on that record. I'm Andy Senior, and you can't avoid joking here because this is presents itself. But this is Radiola, and we're on every Friday night at 8 p.m. here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Here's Francis Langford. Meet me in the gloaming, would you?
Meet me in the gloaming when the day is through. Let me share my love. In heaven, lost in your arms. What matters if they are weary and lost?
I've always loved that record, and that was a Packer. That was sent as a packing record with the three I got from Britain this week from my, well, I mentioned his name, friend Ray Mitchell, who wrote the Eddie Lang discography. great book, if you can find it now, because I think he sold all the ones he had, but he might still have one, so you can look that up. But yes, indeed, this is Radiola, and that was a Packer, but I loved that record since I was very young, incredibly, young. Grade school. I mean, I begged my parents to buy me that record, that album set, This is Tommy Dorsey. I must have been 7 or 8 years old. So I don't know what the hell happened to me, but how are you doing? That was Tommy Dorsey, 1937, Song of India. Before that, Francis Langford, Meet Me in the Gloaming, 1933. We have tonight, I'm Andy Sr., by the way. I'm confessing all this to you. On Radiola, here on WHCL 88.7, WHCL.org. And coming up immediately is Live from Echo Base with the Gray Fox. Tomorrow night, tune in to Retro Radio with Mark Fuller. Great show. And to finish up, I don't owe Gary Cooper anything, but Jerry Cooper, I played a bad record of his last week. Well, here's a good record of his. He was a good singer. And this is an appropriate song to finish with. In 1936, with the Eddie Duchin Orchestra, uncredited. Good night, my love. You know who you are.
Good night, my love. God bless you.